You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from deadline.com. Amazon Ads is introducing three new streaming video ad formats ahead of its upcoming presentation to ad buyers. These interactive formats, including shoppable carousel ads, interactive pause ads, and brand trivia ads, aim to capitalize on Amazon's e-commerce strengths within the video advertising space. The move comes as Prime Video expands its offerings to include NFL football and other broad audience programming, prompting Amazon to present at the main upfront event this year instead of a tech-focused NewFronts. With an average monthly ad-supported reach of over 200 million global customers, Prime Video provides advertisers with a significant platform to engage with audiences. The new ad formats offer opportunities for viewers to browse and shop products directly on Amazon during ad breaks, enhancing the interactive experience. Amazon Ads VP Alan Moss emphasized the company's commitment to transforming streaming advertising and providing advertisers with innovative ways to connect with customers. These developments represent Amazon's ongoing efforts to redefine the streaming TV experience and offer advertisers a unique opportunity to engage with consumers throughout the marketing funnel. Headline 2 comes to us from Retail Touchpoints. Walmart has introduced a new feature called Connected Accounts on the Box Tops for Education app, simplifying the process for shoppers to support local schools. With this feature, shoppers can connect their Walmart account with the Box Tops app, eliminating the need to scan or submit receipts. Families can earn rewards by downloading the app, connecting their account, and purchasing participating General Mills products at Walmart, both in store and online. According to Lily Moding, Brand Experience Manager at Box Tops for Education, Walmart shoppers have been significant supporters of the program since its inception in 1996. The Box Tops for Education initiative has enabled over 80,000 K-8 schools to acquire essential items like computers, library books, art supplies, and playground equipment through funds raised. Headline 3 comes to us from Modern Retail. Macy's Inc. is set to open its fourth Bluey's location in New Jersey this fall, continuing its strategy to penetrate luxury sales through a new small format approach. Bluey's aims to bring the essence of the traditional department store to contemporary settings like lifestyle centers and outdoor shopping plazas. The upcoming store, located at The Grove in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, follows the success of previous Bluey's openings in Virginia, Illinois, and Seattle. Rachel Abelez, SVP of Customer and Revenue Growth at Bloomingdale's, emphasizes that the smaller format allows the brand to offer a highly curated fashion experience in accessible locations. This expansion aligns with Macy's turnaround plan, with CEO Tony Spring prioritizing the acceleration of luxury growth, including both Bloomingdale's and Bluemercury. The strategy involves opening 15 Bloomies and outlets across new and existing markets over the next 3 years. Bloomingdale's densification strategy focuses on tapping into areas with loyal customers to drive more frequent visits.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.